Over the weekend, senators approved a bill that scales back the state's above-ground storage tank law. Republican Senator Chris Walters, who represents a portion of the area affected by January 2014's chemical spill, voted against it. Senate Bill 473, as approved by the chamber, is focused on scaling back the tank legislation approved last session, which Senate Judiciary Chair Charles Trump calls too broad.
I think the breadth of last year's act suggests that the final act, and not that which was passed by this body, by the Senate, but the final act that was passed by the House and sent to the governor, went substantially beyond the protection of drinking water. We tried in crafting this bill to remain focused on drinking water.
So to protect drinking water, the new bill creates two tiers for scrutiny by the State Department of Environmental Protection. The first tier includes any tank containing 50,000 gallons of a substance, tanks that hold federally defined hazardous materials, and any tank 5 hours upstream of a public water intake. The second tier contains all other tanks. The bill, if approved by the House and signed by the governor, would put 5,000 tanks under the DEP's purview instead of the 50,000 tanks, according to the 2014 law. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.